Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to another insightful episode of the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show. Today, we are delving into a topic that's as universal as it gets: managing expectations. Yeah, expectations. They are like silent architects of our experiences, shaping our relationships, our goals, and sometimes even our happiness. But what happens when these expectations become a source of stress and disappointment? How can we navigate this complex landscape and find the harmony we crave? Stick around as we unravel the psychology behind expectations and share some personal stories and offer practical insights to help you create a life that's not just fulfilling, but also true to who you are. I'm sure we'd love to note down the golden nuggets shared in this podcast. So get your pen and paper, and till then, I shall wait for you. Hello all. I'm Kapil Gupta, founder of Study Abroad Academy. I'm on a mission to coach and mentor 100,000 high school students and help them realize their dream of studying in the best universities of the world and build happy careers for themselves. Today's episode is like a compass guiding us through the maze of expectations, a topic that resonates deeply with all of us. Expectations can be both motivating and overwhelming, shaping our experiences and influencing our path. So buckle up for an insightful journey into understanding, navigating, and harmonizing our lives with expectations. So let's dive in. Our journey begins with understanding the roots of expectations. Yes, that is point number one. But why do we set them? Are they self-imposed, societal, or a mix of both? Expectations can be a driving force propelling us towards success and fulfillment. Yet, they also have the power to cast a shadow when unmet. Exploring this can be like unlocking the code to our own minds. Imagine this: a seed planted in the fertile soil of culture, watered by societal norms and nurtured by family expectations. And as it grows, it intertwines with our personal dreams, shaping a unique tree of expectations in each of us. Let me share a personal story to kick things off. In my earlier career, there was a particular project that held immense promise. The expectations were sky high, both from my superiors and, of course, myself. The vision was clear, the plan meticulous, but reality often dances to its own tune. And as the project progressed, unforeseen challenges emerged. The lofty expectations started to feel like a weight on my shoulders. Now, why do I share this story? Because it mirrors the universal truth. We have all faced moments where expectations, whether personal or societal, become burdensome. And here's the crux: unmet expectations can either break us or become stepping stones for growth. Let's dissect this further. When expectations aren't met, it's natural to feel a pang of disappointment. But how we navigate through that disappointment defines our resilience. It's not about lowering our expectations. It's about recalibrating them in the face of reality. Take a moment to reflect on a time when your expectations collided with the unpredictability of life. How did you react? Did it lead to growth, or did it become a source of distress? I invite you to share your stories with us, and let's collectively unravel the impact of expectations. Now, moving on to a second point. Let's talk about the impact of unmet expectations. We've all been there, the sinking feeling when things don't unfold the way we hoped. It's crucial to recognize how these unmet expectations affect our mental and emotional well-being. Expectations, in essence, are mental projections of future outcomes. They're rooted in our desires, experiences, and the intricate dance between hope and fear. Now let's visualize this. You are eagerly anticipating an event, whether it's an exam result, a job interview, or a personal milestone. Now in that anticipation, you've already painted a mental picture of success or failure. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The brain doesn't always distinguish between what's real and what's imagined. Neurologically, the anticipation of an event triggers emotions similar to those experienced during the actual event. Now, this phenomenon is why expectations can stir up a whirlwind of emotions: excitement, anxiety, joy, or disappointment, and long before anything unfolds. So let me share a psychological nugget. There's a concept called the confirmation bias. It's a tendency to interpret, favor, and recall information in a way that confirms our pre-existing beliefs. Now, in the context of expectations, this bias can lead us to notice and remember instances that align with our expectations while overlooking those that don't. Now, think about a time when your expectations significantly influenced your perception of an event. Perhaps you expected a challenging day, and every minor setback felt like a confirmation of your prediction. Or on the flip side, anticipating success might have enhanced your confidence, making challenges seem more surmountable. Now the question arises, how can we navigate this intricate interplay between expectations and perception? Stay with me as we journey into the strategies for cultivating realistic expectations and understanding the power of dynamics at play. So point number 3, the psychology of expectations. It's fascinating how our minds construct these intricate frameworks. Why do we set certain expectations? What role does our past play in shaping them? Have you ever set expectations so high that the fall was inevitable? Now let's explore why this happens and how we tread more mindfully. Unrealistic expectations often stem from a combination of factors: societal pressures, peer comparisons, and even our own aspirations. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of what should be rather than what is. Now let's imagine a student aiming for perfection in every subject, a professional aspiring for an uninterrupted upward career trajectory, or someone seeking an idealized version of a relationship. Here's the catch. While setting ambitious goals is admirable, expecting flawless outcomes every time can become a breeding ground for stress, anxiety, and self-doubt. Now, the relentless pursuit of perfection can overshadow our achievements, leaving us perpetually dissatisfied. Now, let's share a little reality check. The path to success is rarely a straight line. It's marked by ups, downs, detours, and unexpected turns. Acknowledging this reality allows us to set expectations that are challenging yet realistic, fostering a healthier mindset. Now consider this analogy. Envision your life as a journey. Instead of fixating on a specific destination, relish the landscapes, experiences, and lessons along the way. It's about enjoying the process rather than fixating solely on the outcome. But how do we recalibrate our expectations? That brings us to point number 4, As we delve into strategies for cultivating healthy expectations, remember that it's not about eliminating expectations altogether, but rather reshaping them. So, navigating life's journey is easier when we handle our expectations wisely. Start by taking moments to reflect on whether your expectations match your values. Communicate clearly in your relationships to avoid misunderstandings. Set boundaries to keep unrealistic expectations at bay. Be flexible in your goal, allowing them to adapt to life's changes. Practice gratitude to stay positive. Learn from disappointments. They are like lessons for a better future. And by following these strategies, you will cultivate a garden of expectations that leads to a more fulfilling and resilient life journey. And then, coming to point number 5, that is navigating disappointment and learning. Because disappointments are inevitable in life, and learning to navigate them is a crucial skill. So when faced with disappointment, take a moment to acknowledge and accept your feelings. It's okay to be upset or frustrated. Next, reflect on the situation. What went wrong and why? Use disappointments as valuable learning experiences. What can you do differently next time? And embrace the lessons they bring. Resist the urge to dwell on negativity. Instead, focus on the positive aspects. Every disappointment is an opportunity for growth. Seek support from friends, family, or mentors who can offer guidance and a fresh perspective. Remember, setbacks are not failures, but stepping stones towards success. And by navigating disappointment with resilience and a positive mindset, you're not just overcoming obstacles, you are actively shaping a more resilient and empowered version of yourself. That brings us to our last point, point number 6, embracing flexibility in a dynamic world. Because in a world that's constantly evolving, embracing flexibility becomes a superpower. How can we adapt our expectations to the dynamic nature of life? Life is inherently unpredictable, and being rigid in our expectations can actually lead to frustration. And embracing flexibility is like learning to dance with the rhythm of life. Think of it as a journey where the path might twist and turn unexpectedly. And one personal story that illustrates this is that of Maya, who meticulously planned her career path. However, an unexpected job opportunity in a different field opened up. And despite initial hesitation, Maya embraced the change. And this flexibility not only brought her newfound joy, but also accelerated her professional growth. So, flexibility allows us to adapt to changing circumstances. It's not about abandoning goals, but rather adjusting our sails to reach them in a different manner. Consider your plans as a roadmap, not a rigid set of rules. Now, another example of Alex, who during the pandemic had to shift his business entirely online. Now, though daunting initially, his adaptability not only kept the business afloat, but also expanded its reach. So flexibility doesn't mean giving up on dreams. It's about finding innovative ways to achieve them. And by embracing flexibility, you open doors to unexpected opportunities and cultivate resilience in the face of uncertainty. Remember, the most beautiful flowers often grow in the wildest gardens. So as we wrap up our journey through managing expectations, remember that life is an ever-unfolding story. And by understanding the intricacies of expectations, navigating disappointment, and embracing flexibility, we pave the way for a more harmonious existence. Now it's your turn. Take a moment to reflect on your own expectations and consider how you can reshape them for a more fulfilling life. Share your thoughts and stories and experiences with us. And of course, if you found this episode valuable, don't forget to subscribe, share, and connect with us on social media. Your engagement fuels our mission to empower individuals in their personal and career journeys. Until next time, this is Kapil Gupta signing off from the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show, wishing you a life filled with harmony, understanding, and the power to navigate your expectations. Stay tuned for more insightful episodes. Happy listening.